I'm here today with Everett L. Worthington Jr. to talk about his book, Moving Forward, Six Steps to Forgiving Yourself and Breaking Free from the Past. Hello, Everett. It's great to talk to you.
It's great to be with you, too.
Your advice on forgiving oneself is based in part on research that was conducted on forgiveness originating in the social sciences. Now, you're a recognized expert in this area. So what was the most surprising finding for you personally that came out of the extensive research on forgiveness?
I think one thing that was very surprising was how frequently people really studied forgiveness as researchers. We went from a literature of only 58 studies in 1998 to something less, over 1,500 studies within about 10 to 12 years. And as far as the findings go, I think the most surprising thing was how strongly forgiveness was related to physical health, not just mental health or improving your relationships, but actually people's physical health is better if they habitually forgive than if they hold grudges.
Your book tells much of your own story, especially regarding your deeply held regrets over a broken relationship with your late brother Mike. How difficult was it for you to share your struggles so openly?
It was something I'm not really that used to. Our mother was murdered back in 1996, and so I have shared that publicly, but I really had not even talked about the suicide of my brother but one or two times before this, so that was really something that was difficult. It was a kind of a working through of the grief, actually, to be able to write the book and to share that with folks.
You say in Moving Forward that even as difficult as it is for a person to forgive someone else, it's far more difficult to forgive yourself. Why is that true?
Well, I think it can be far more difficult to forgive ourselves, and often is. You know, for one reason, we can get away from someone else who hurt us, but we can't really get away from our own minds, and so our thoughts and the self-condemnation we feel are always there with us. So that's one big reason. Another is that we're playing two roles when we forgive ourselves. We're both the forgiver and the one who needs forgiveness, and so we really have to juggle things in our mind. And often in a situation where someone has hurt me, it seems a lot more simple to me to just juggle the role as a person who's been offended or hurt. So I think those are important reasons. Another is that, when we have done something wrong, we have definitely sinned against God, or we may feel that we've committed a crime against humanity or against nature. And so, dealing with that wrongdoing and going to God and making things right with others is a complication above and beyond the relationship that I have with someone who offended me. So I think those are just some of the reasons why it's often very, very hard to get over self-condemnation and to move forward and get past your past through moving through the steps to self-forgiveness.
Everett L. Worthington Jr. has been my guest today. We've been talking about Moving Forward, Six Steps to Forgiving Yourself and Breaking Free from the Past. Everett, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks. It's been great to talk with you, too.